Good morning. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Meaning. I want to apologize. We weren't able to have our 10 Minutes of Meaning in its usual slot. Unfortunately, an emergency came up, but I'm grateful to be able to share 10 Minutes of Mesillas Yesharim with you now. It is generously sponsored, Anonymous Lezecher Nishmas Alter Shlomo Ben Pinchas. We remain very grateful to our anonymous sponsor. And it's also sponsored in commemoration of the Yahrzeit of Simcha Gershon Ben Yitzchak, the beloved father of my good friend Stash Jacobs, his neshama shirav and aliyah. We are on the 22nd chapter of Mesillas Yesharim, the 22nd chapter of the Ramchal's great magnum opus, charting for us a path forward, how to be better and best versions of ourselves, how to master with discipline our thought, our actions, our feelings, our behaviors, our interactions. And we've been focused on the character trait of anava, the character trait of humility. Humility, as we defined it last week, is not thinking less of ourselves, but thinking of ourselves less often. Humility is not to deny or to dispute our skills, our talents, the gifts that we have. Humility is to recognize they are on loan, they're not part of our permanent collection, they're borrowed from God, they could disappear at any moment, and to use them to its fullest. Ukishinadaktik nimtza, and if a person examines, they will see, says the Ramchal, shetluya b'machshava uvamaisa, that this notion of humility, it takes place in two realms. We have to exhibit and demonstrate humility, our posture, the way we speak, the way we interact, the way we project ourselves, the impression we give others of ourselves, and b'machshava. It begins, even more significantly, with the way we think of ourselves. Because to start with, a person has to be humble in their thoughts. If really you're arrogant and you think you're all that, and you're self-centered and selfish and narcissistic, think the whole world revolves around you, and everyone needs to fill in and fit in exactly what you're anticipated, predicted, or want from them. So if you think arrogantly, then you'll demand and act arrogantly. But you can't have a false humility. A false humility are the people who sort of try to give others the impression how humble they are, but their humility is coming from arrogance. It's what we call a humble brag. It's the person who's so humbled by all the honor that they're getting. It's a humble brag. Real humility is, we don't need to talk about me. I don't need to feature me, promote me. I'm here on a mission. Whatever talents, gifts that God gave me, whatever blessings, they're a responsibility and an obligation. As the Ramchal began, as Mesillas Yesharim started from the top, that a person has to think about and contemplate, what is my mission? What is my mandate? What are my responsibilities and obligations in this world, given that God gave me life, given that God gave me purpose, given that God gave me gifts? How am I meant to use them? So, you know, to walk around as a fake humble person, you know, the story they say in the shul of a Yom Kippur, where the rabbi gets up and says, who am I and what am I? Ich bin a gurnisht, I'm a nothing, and he lies down on the ground. And the chazan gets up and he says, Ich bin a gurnisht, I'm a nothing, who am I? I don't deserve any covet or honor, and he lies down on the ground. And the president does the same. And then the guy in third row, Yankel, on the end seat, gets up and he says, who am I and what am I? I'm a nothing, and he lies down on the ground. And the president turns to the rabbi and says, look who thinks he's a nothing. Look who thinks he's a nothing. There are people who, to be something, they try to promote and display as if they're nothing. It has to begin by machshava. It has to be genuine and authentic and real. We have to recognize where we fit in. We have to calibrate and understand that everything we are and everything that we want to be, it's all because of the graciousness of Hashem. Because if you're not really humble, you haven't worked on yourself, you haven't worked on your own intuition and instinct, you haven't worked on your own psyche and thought process, you don't really, really feel humble. You're just demonstrating humility in order to get attention and honor for how humble you are. That's a fake and a false humility. There's no one worse than you. There's no one more evil than you. Somebody who tries to promote or present as if they're humble when in fact they're arrogant, it's the worst. And we'll now define these components. So what is humility in thought? What does it mean to realize, to think about, to meditate, to reflect over who we are, how temporary our lives are, how humble we should be? She is bonin ha'adam v'yis ames etzlo asher ein ha'tihila v'ha'kavod ru'uyim lo. Humility in thought, in mindset, means a person contemplates and realizes and thinks about that he is unworthy of praise and honor. That the truth is, if people only knew what I struggled with, if they only knew what I did wrong, if they only knew how I came up short, if they only knew what's incomplete or how I fail, I wouldn't be honored. So whatever honor they're giving, it's undeserved, it's not worthy, I don't deserve it. to reject and to recoil and to run away from a sense of honor. A person who feels superiority over others. It's due to natural faults and limitations of what we already accomplished. A person should never ever feel I'm deserving or due this honor. A person should never ever feel that I'm in fact superior, I'm smarter, I'm better looking, I'm more athletic, I'm more artistic. Any of those squats. First of all, who could feel arrogant because they're good looking? You did anything to be good looking? That's a gift from God. Who feels arrogant because of how smart they are? If you're smart, that's a gift from God. Now, it's true, people work out, take care of their health and wellness and their appearance, they can contribute. But what they started with, it's a gift from God. Person's brain, memory, it's a gift from God. It's true, we work hard and we hone it and we grow it, but it begins with a gift from God. So anything that we have, athleticism, artistic ability, again, people can practice and come closer to perfection. But it starts with the gift from God. So how can you be arrogant of something you didn't earn, something that's not really you, something that's on loan, something that comes from above? Chalila, God forbid, to ever feel superior, to feel better than anyone else because of it? Why would you feel better than anyone else for something you didn't even earn? And you're going to feel better because you're superior in this way, but in what ways are you inferior? In what ways are you inferior? Even those who've succeeded or broken through in some ways have shortcomings and failures in others. And if we focus and recognize that we're incomplete, that we struggle in our own areas, that we have places of weakness as well, and we look at the whole package, we don't have some cognitive dissonance or only focus or concentrate on where we excel, then we'll never feel superior. If we could create the balance of recognition, the gifts and talents are on loan, and they're balanced by the shortcomings and failures, the weaknesses we struggle with, then that whole package will complement one another to realize we have nothing to be arrogant about. Nobody's perfect. Human beings are fallible. Human beings are, after all, human. Nobody's perfect. So if we focus on our perfections, we'll grow arrogant. But if we focus and concentrate and work on and remain mindful of our imperfections, then we'll never, God forbid, feel better than anyone else. Omitzad tivo, omitzad mishpachto ukrova, omitzad mikrim shekarulo, omitzad ma'asav. They can derive, our own failures or shortcomings can come from our own nature. It can be the way we're born. It can be conditioning from family and relatives. It can be certain things that have happened to us in life. But Adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechetah. Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men. Shlomo HaMelech, who was super smart, super accomplished, super wealthy. Shlomo HaMelech, who dangerously could have been arrogant, taught us that ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechetah. There is no perfect person. There is no purely righteous person. We all struggle. We have shortcomings. We have failures. Hen kol elu mumen ba'adam she'enem anichin l'mokam hisnasus klal. There is no righteous person. All these are human flaws. They prevent us from becoming conceited. Even if we have many virtues, but the faults should balance them, should offset them, should dampen them. So we have a choice. In life, we can look at what comes naturally, what's easy, what we excel at, what we're great at, and then you'll swell with pride. You'll live with arrogance. Arrogance. There's no room for other people when you're arrogant. Hashem says, there's no room for me when you live with arrogance. But if instead of swelling with pride, we say, you know what, it's true. I've been given whatever gift in whatever arena. But you know, what people don't know is where I'm weak and where I struggle and where I feel I come up short and how I fail. And therefore, I'm so humbled by that. That's what I'm focused on. If only they knew. If only they knew. And it balances itself out. Hinei ha-chachma. Hinei ha-chachma. Wisdom. Hinei ha-mavia yoser asadam l'day hisnasos v'gaiva. It brings people to conceit and to haughtiness. When you feel smarter, you feel core and intrinsic to who I am, my IQ, my memory. I'm smarter, I'm brighter. But the truth is, when you feel you're smarter than everyone else is when you're in fact a bigger fool. The smart person knows they can learn from everyone. Smart person doesn't know how much they know. Smart person knows how much they don't know. Where is there to be arrogant with your wisdom? There's nothing to be arrogant because you're smart. The smarter you are, the more you should know you don't know. Smarter you are, the more you should know you can learn from other people. If a person is smart so they feel they have nothing more to learn from anyone else or in the world, they're in fact a fool. They're not smart at all. So even being smart, which positions you to be tempted to think that you're all that, a really smart person is a Talmud Chacham, not a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham. For us, a Chacham is someone who for life remains a Talmud, remains a student. We should all be students and realize how much we have to learn and grow in our humility in every other way. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.